Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Don Lemon from my New York studios up in Harlem. Good morning.
I need that guy to follow me around when people ask me my name. Then I can go, Don Lemon, Lemon, Lemon. Don Lemon.
That's it.
Good morning, y'all.
Already
Good morning,
Wednesday.
Don.
Y'all ready for I sent my pro flowers, by the way, to my
You
mom.
Got your flowers?
I sure did. Send them to my mom.
Wow.
I got mine from Tom.
Wow.
Sure did.
What'd you do with them?
I sent them straight to my mother. I sent them. I was running down the hall, and people were saying, I was like, Tom Joyner sent me these flowers. And then Anthony Bourdain topped it and bought me a Mercedes.
Tom makes him do it.
Y'all, I'm listening now. Okay, so listen, this is serious business. Justice is in motion in Baltimore. The prosecutor stood in front of cameras and at microphones and told us so last Friday.
Last but certainly not least, to the youth of this city, I will seek justice on your behalf. This is a moment. This is your moment. Let's ensure that we have peaceful and productive rallies that will develop structural and systemic changes for generations to come. You're at the forefront of this cause. And as young people, our time is now.
Yeah.
Well,
what?
Not so fast. That statement, among other things, may come back to haunt Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Since she said that announcement, she has faced a mountain of criticism. I know that you've heard it. Let's start with the Seeking Justice for Young People statement. Critics like famed attorney Alan Dershowitz say it is politically motivated. He's accusing Mosby of using her charging power as crowd control. Paige Crowder. If you know Baltimore, you've heard of Paige Crowder. She spent 21 years in Baltimore State's Attorney's Office, most recently as a deputy state's attorney. She wrote an editorial which appeared in the Baltimore Sun on Wednesday devoted to what she calls Mosby's inexperience, recklessness, and political ambition. Crowder wrote, quote, "If I were a Baltimore police officer, I'd be looking for another job immediately. And as a Baltimore citizen, I may start looking for someplace else to live. When the police cannot depend upon the state's attorney to be as thorough, competent, non-political, and fair with them as she is supposed to be with all citizens, none of us will be safe." Appearing on CNN, Crowder basically called Mosby incompetent.
She didn't use the tools available to her. She herself is terribly inexperienced. She never personally was involved in any cases of these magnitude. And further of all, you can look at the charges themselves that tell you that she doesn't have her ducks in a row. Her probable cause statement, which she drafted, and it wasn't a police officer doing it, she drafted to establish probable cause for the arrest of these officers, do not support the charge of second-degree murder.
Crowder also says the charging documents don't support false imprisonment for the two arresting officers because at the very most, the officers may have misinterpreted the Fourth Amendment and that it is not a criminal act. That's just a mistake. That's not a crime. And then there's the issue of the knife, the supposed reason for the arrest. Mosby says it was a legal arrest. Attorneys say it was an illegal arrest. Attorneys say not so fast, or the knife was legal. Attorneys say it wasn't legal. John Banza, a George Washington University law professor, told the Baltimore Sun that he predicts most, if not all, of the charges will be dismissed. If that happens, I fear the possibility of all hell breaking loose.
Yeah, but isn't that what the process is all about, Don?
And yes,
isn't that what a court case is for, in order to get to that point? In the frustration for a lot of people in the other cases is that they didn't have the process. It didn't go through.
100%. Right. That's what the process is all about.
And now you got Marilyn Mosby and evidence.
The process is usually arguing the evidence. The process is not usually arguing whether or not the charging documents even support the case. That's a problem. If the knife was not illegal, if the knife was illegal, I should say, then the whole basis of what she has charged, that it was an illegal arrest, that doesn't stand. So better hope that that knife is legal. If you write something and it doesn't support what you write, therefore it doesn't stand. Now, I thought maybe it could be hate. I met her. She's a very nice woman. She seems very confident. I really like her. I really like her. But I've heard so much from so many different legal scholars that it's a question. So, you know, even before she announced these charges, people said she's inexperienced. She's never tried a capital murder case. There are things that they have worked with her on and she's gotten wrong. Now, there are people who hate her, who are hating, because quite frankly, she's probably better than them. She beat them. She's in a position they might want to be in.
Yeah.
But usually you argue the evidence and not the competency of the person who is doing it.
I don't think we do that anymore, Don.
And it hasn't gone to court yet. That's where you argue the evidence, and we're arguing it, you know, in the media.
She's got a lot of pressure on her.
She does.
Yes, she does.
She does.
Yes, she does.
And I think we allow the process to go forward, as well as to give her the support that she needs.
She needs our support. I support her.
Homegirl.
Homegirl.
Let's see how this plays out.
Yeah.